Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome back to Chip Chat Live from Oracle Open World in San Francisco. I've got Hubert Nuckel. And Hubert, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And why don't you tell us by starting with what you do at Oracle?
So I actually started working at Oracle already in 1998, was hired specifically for the job at Oracle. And at the beginning, I was essentially the only engineer on site at Oracle. Since then, over the years, we have built a much larger team. Intel came to the realization that we cannot just put systems and ISV side at software sites, and they just have to deal with it only if hardware and software work together, which is today the slogan that Oracle has, hardware and software engineered together, you can get the best out for the customer. We at Intel, we have done that since 98. We have tried to work together with Oracle, what are the Oracle needs, and what can we do better and optimizing for our platforms. And that actually goes both ways. We introduce new features to Oracle, ask them if they can, how they could utilize these new features, integrate those into their software, but it's the other way around too. We actually work with Oracle and ask them, where are your needs? What do you, would you like to have changed with Intel, with our Intel hardware? And there are many changes that get into the Intel hardware over time that specifically are requests by Oracle. Let's give me an example. Intel initially could not really compete with Oracle performance-wise because our cache sizes, last level cache, was fairly small. Our architects listened, and today we have very reasonable, nice cache sizes, and Oracle does not have that request anymore, and it's really related to performance. Oracle is a very, very large product on the database side, so we're trying to accommodate from the Intel side as much as we can.
So obviously, if you've started in 1998 and we're sitting here in 2013, you've seen a few changes to how database is delivered on IA. You mentioned the cache architecture, but you're teaching a class here at Oracle World this week. Tell me a little bit about what are the topics that you're teaching so that people can get the most performance out of their Oracle database instances.
Sure. So in our class, what we try to tell the customers that it's like a real process integrated with Oracle, that we're working very closely together with them on delivering best performance and best products on Intel hardware. And that really starts with the Intel architecture. So yes, I have seen a lot of changes, and especially with the Xeon architecture going to like a NUMA layout and to larger systems has brought a lot of interest from the Oracle side, especially with regards to speed. But we trying to do system designs with Oracle and design the systems in a way that it's most beneficial to Oracle database. What else do we do? Intel has compiler team on site at Oracle. What probably a lot of people do not know, the Oracle products, database product on Linux as well as Windows are built with the Intel compiler. So we have even compiler teams, they're optimizing the compiler, and that's going back in the early 2000s. There were heavy optimizations for our compiler, and compiler engineers just came to Oracle and looked at optimizations. And today Oracle is very happy how the compiler is utilized and helping them with building their products. We are working very closely with Oracle on Linux. Intel has a Linux team. We have Linux developers, and Oracle has their own distribution with Oracle Enterprise Linux. We work with both sides, with the Intel side as well as the Oracle side, as well as the Linux community, because, again, it's the entire package. You cannot leave out part of a stack, like can just leave out Linux and think database and hardware is going to just work. So we have to look at the entire package. We have done a lot of early on benchmarks There are some standard benchmarks, TPCC, and as I mentioned before, initially Xeon was not quite competitive. Mm-hmm. We have made it competitive. There is right now we are leading in like two socket performance, and we have some world records over the years. And we made Xeon really the choice for performance.
So for your class this week, is the objective to teach folks about what Intel and Oracle have done together to deliver this great product? Or does it also get into selection of platform for any particular database requirements?
So not necessarily particular platform. That's very, very specific to what customers would need. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about, and I'm going to teach that class with Steve Shaw. He's in the field, and he has a lot of customer interaction. What are the beneficial parts of the Xeon architecture? Like, for example, hyperthreading. We have seen like 30% increase on OLTP workloads with hyperthreading, up to 30%. How to utilize certain features in Linux. We talked about huge pages. Intel has larger page sizes, which are very, very beneficial to database. And we actually requested those from Linux team, and it was first implemented by an Intel Linux engineer by request of the Intel Oracle team. And so we requested those, and they implemented that. Mm-hmm. So we are not necessarily covering the details of our work. That would be very deep technically what we're doing. And some of the stuff we are not probably even allowed to talk about. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about the benefit to the customers, because a lot of things are transparent. When a customer gets that product, it's already optimized for Intel hardware. To give an example, we briefly are going to talk about TSX, mm-hmm. Transactional Synchronization Extensions, which come with Haswell. Haswell is probably server sometime next year. We have worked on that for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Prototyped Oracle. I wrote Oracle prototypes to take advantage of TSX to work with the Intel architects. And they actually put even some optimizations in there, including one extra instructions, what we found very useful for our work. So I'm going to talk to the audience about these things, what we are doing, what are completely hidden. But in that case, I give them examples. Once they're going to have Haswell, they can expect an improvement in certain areas and pinpoint very exactly what statistics, for example, to look for, what they're going to see at that time.
When you look out at the past 12 years, and you see that you're teaching a class on 12c, and one question that I always have is, everybody's talking about unstructured data. It seems like all of the sexy new stuff is all about NoSQL and things like Exalogics. Yet I think the vast majority of folks here are still bread and butter using 12c or its various derivatives to run their businesses. Do you see that changing anytime soon?
Yes, I do. So one of the things is, and I think Larry announced that last night, and I just saw Andy Mendelsohn talk about it, in-memory feature. Oracle knows as well, like big data, etc., they need to adjust their software too. And this in-memory feature is going to come in the next release of Oracle. That's planned. And since they talked about it, we can talk about it. It's again one thing. We have worked at Intel for 2.5 years with Oracle. They had requirements, what kind of things they would need for in-memory. And going back to your original question, yes, it's going to change from a traditional database, how it used to be. Everything is going to be more in-memory. Data layout is going to be different. You probably heard about row format, moving to columnar format, etc. That is going to change. And I mm-hmm. think even from the Intel side, we have to pay very close attention to those transitions, to having everything in memory.
Mm-hmm. And I know that we've been talking about in-memory database versions for a few years now. This is really putting this into the mainstream.
This is... In-memory has been around. Oracle has their own product, Times 10, mm-hmm. Which they acquired several years ago, and integrated more and more with into the Oracle infrastructure. Mm-hmm. They've had that. But this is the next step. It's not like a standalone product. It's integrated with the Oracle database. But you can think about, you still have your traditional database, mm-hmm. but side by side, essentially, you're going to have your in-memory. It's not like you have different Oracle database instances, etc. It is really one application that's running, supporting both at the, in parallel.
And you said that the Intel and Oracle teams have been talking about this for the last 2.5 years. What does that look like in terms of that kind of feature calibration between hardware and software?
Specifically for this one, Oracle had actually a full requirement document, which they then ran by the Intel architecture team from mm-hmm. IDEGA. So we had our first meeting. It was in December, so 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago. And Oracle had very specific questions for certain instructions, what they needed supported. Additionally, what you can think about, if you have in memory, you want to have make sure that everything's in memory, you can get it very fast into your CPUs. Mm-hmm. So memory bandwidths, all of those things are really vectorization, that very, very specific request from Intel. Then the Intel architects, they go back, okay, where are we currently? And this is something we can support. Do we have it already? Or is something that we have planned to do? Or is there even some gaps that we have to think about in the future, 2017, 2018, mm-hmm. Going to support that? So that's what it looks like.
From an end customer perspective, you know, I think everybody understands that in-memory is faster, but what is it in terms of new capabilities, in terms of how people are managing their businesses that this will enable?
So it's mainly targeted for decision support. Mm-hmm. So you can run certain queries much, much faster. But just to give you an idea, it's not just, you can even keep your traditional database, if you have enough memory, you can still keep it in memory, but it's still not the same as what when we talk about in-memory database right now. Over the last, I don't know, 10 plus years, there are more and more databases come up that are columnar. So the data layout is different. So the traditional layout is row-based. So you have essentially one record next to each other, mm-hmm. Contiguous. Now everything is by row. Why does it matter? A lot of the decision support queries are, for example, you just query for sales. Something like that. So you don't need all of the other columns. You're just going to go for one column, and they are then very compact. You just stream the data through your processor, the Intel processor, and gain a lot of performance that way. It's not just that everything is in memory, and we measure it internally. Everything in memory, traditional database, compared to in memory, there's still a difference mm-hmm. because the data layout makes a big difference.
Interesting. So this just means that in terms of decision support, people can actually gain that information faster.
Yes.
Actually make predictions and decisions on it based on root causing failures and potentially in the future.
That's correct.
What do you think about what is coming next? You know, you mentioned the Haswell architecture and aligning some things in future generations of platforms. Is there any particular thing that you think that an Oracle open world audience is specifically interested in terms of core architecture capabilities? Or is it just really come down to performance and support for things like in memory?
No, I do think they're probably interested in a lot of things. So that's a difficult question. So we're talking about a lot of things. And one of the things, as an example right now, you know about all the engineered systems. Mm-hmm. The customer doesn't necessarily see that, but everything is connected through InfiniBand.
Right.
And InfiniBand right now has its kind of limitations. While we're talking about certain latencies that you can accomplish with InfiniBand, but you have protocol overhead, for example, in that case. So in the past, it wasn't that much of a problem because you have your rotating devices. Mm-hmm. But since SSD flash is becoming much more popular even for enterprise systems. You can see Exadata, they have their flash PCIe cards. The latency all of a sudden goes way down for I/O, and all of a sudden some other things might become a bottleneck, like the connectivity. Mm-hmm. So I do think that there are going to be some kind of changes there. don't want to go too much into detail, but that's definitely one thing. The other thing I mentioned already, in general, storage. Mm-hmm. We have worked on SSDs for many years. We actually worked with the Intel, with NSG, optimizing their firmware for enterprise because we had some problems with regards to garbage collection on the SSDs. The latest generation that we worked with them flies. It's extremely fast. We don't see any kind of performance spikes or latency spikes anymore. And that's definitely one thing that's going to continue. We're going to go to much faster storage.
Well, I think that you've described a lot of good topics that we can come back to next year to see where the Intel and Oracle teams are at. And for those who are listening live and you are at Oracle World, check out Hubert's class Wednesday, 3:30 to 4:30, and find out more about how Intel architecture innovation is aligned with delivering the best performance for Oracle databases. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you.